Libyans celebrated long into the night after the nation's leaders officially declared the country liberated yesterday. Mustafa Abdul-Jalil made the announcement in the eastern city of Benghazi. He's the leader of the soon-to-be-dissolved Transitional National Council. Jalil told thousands of people at the ceremony that they must unite in the aftermath of the bloody civil war. The crowd often interrupted him with exuberant chants. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, beyond the celebrations, destruction from the war is still smoldering.
This was the day so many here had been waiting for. A dictator dead, a new country born. In towns and cities and villages, there was fireworks and feasting that lasted into the early hours of the morning. The formal announcement of the end of 8 months of bitter fighting came in Benghazi, Libya's new leaders wanting the liberation ceremony to take place where the uprising began on February 17th. In the capital, Tripoli, the central square was also packed. Amal Julaz was wearing a colorful headscarf and came with her young niece.
I feel very proud. Our revolution. 42 years, we don't feel freedom.
Mohammed Dargout Al-Jaidi felt a personal satisfaction.
I was in prison for 1 year and a half. I'm hoping that the future of Libya, it will be fantastic.
But that future is uncertain here. This is a country with no institutions, no political parties, and deep divisions in the aftermath of the fighting. The many challenges here were on display yesterday in Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. It's now a city of buried secrets. A group of fighters use a shovel to dig up a shallow grave. Two bodies wrapped in white sheets, stained with blood, are slowly uncovered. The men here are looking for their missing. There are hundreds, if not thousands, who are unaccounted for. The revolutionary forces suspect some of those may have been taken to Sirte, Gaddafi's bastion, and killed. Mohamed Margay is on the search team.
A lot of people missing. The rivers, we don't know how many. But we try to find the most people we can find. We know the attack very well, and after that, we make a search in the same position.
But instead of their dead, they uncover local residents who were hastily interred in this empty sandy lot in a residential street. Sirte was once a showpiece for Gaddafi, with wide boulevards and plush villas. No longer. So I'm standing in the number 2 neighborhood. This is where Gaddafi made his last stand, and it is completely decimated. It looks almost apocalyptic, as does most of the city here. There are still houses smoldering from being burned. Other houses have been looted, but most of the destruction seems to have happened during the fierce battles that took place here over many, many weeks. A woman sobs as she views the destruction in her house for the first time. It's a huge property with a view of the sea. It was shelled and smashed with bullets in the fighting. Like many buildings here, its charred walls look like they've been eaten by a creeping black rot. Her husband is waiting outside the building. He can't bear to go in. Al-Sharif Al-Zayani says 15 members of his family have been living in a tent outside the city. They were hoping to move back to Sirte today, but their home is uninhabitable. People think Gaddafi blessed this place, he says, but there's not a single factory here. There's no port, no source of income. We all had to leave to earn a living. Zayani says Sirte was a kind of dollhouse for Gaddafi, an homage to his vanity. Now we are really lost, he says. We are really confused. We don't know if the new government will help us, if they even care about us. Looking up at his destroyed home, Zayani says, we just don't know. No one has told us anything yet. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.